Joining us now is Warren County Pioneers head coach Chris Sullins. Coach, tough win over Ray County last night. I feel like that's kind of the definition of this district, though. Every night's a tough game. What'd you like most about what your team did last night?
Well, I thought I liked how we closed the basketball game out late. You know, so D-Space got in foul trouble, probably only played, I would say, 12 to 14 minutes the entire night. So kind of had a gut. We gutted one out, so to speak. Late in the ball game, we got enough stops. I think we went on an 11-0 run to kind of finish the basketball game out, hit some big free throws, and our kids really took care of the basketball late. And any district win at this point in the season is a big win. So just proud to be 2-1 in the district going into Friday night.
You know, Coach, one thing I've said about this team when people have asked me about this district is that this team has been really good. The one caveat to it all has been that, you know, CJ Taylor's still kind of been finding his way, you know, getting kind of back into basketball shape. Well, he's really starting to play well right now, and he's looking a lot like the player that ended last season on that hot streak. That's got to be a good sign for you, right?
Well, if you know CJ Taylor, he's the kind of kid when it's time to turn, when the light switch note needs to come on, it comes on. He turns it on. And I don't want to say CJ wasn't playing at his best ability at the first of the season, but I do think CJ was getting back into condition. He was kind of going through some through the motions, and he understands what games have a little bit more importance. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that sometimes that can be his mindset. And he's a kid right now that wants to lead his team to district wins, and we're glad that he's starting to play with the ability that we know he has.
Another player that, you know, has really impressed, and we've talked about this player multiple times before. Every time I feel like Caden Rutledge, you know, has done what he can to impress, you know, people that watch, he just finds some way to impress even more. And it's just, it's composure from a player of his age. You don't really see that often. He plays really composed. He doesn't make a lot of youthful mistakes on the floor that you might see a sophomore make. And that's got to be something as a coach. You've got to like seeing him grow and become more confident by every game.
Well, you like it for this reason. You know, we talk about this year, and then we are solely focused on this year. But as a basketball coach, you're always looking at this year and then what you've got in the future. And we're going to need leadership coming going forward, and leadership by example, because we're fixing to lose four seniors that have went through a lot of battles and had some success here. So Caden's the type of kid that's going to be heavily counted on in those areas, and he understands what's expected of him. And we keep putting more on him, especially on the defensive end. Caden's a kid that gives a tremendous amount of effort every time he steps on the floor on the defensive end. He can cause a lot of people a lot of problems no matter what kind of defense we're playing. So we're going to continue to call on him this year, and then his role will really step up the next 2 years.
Coach, I feel like your game on Tuesday was really kind of just the epitome of how tough life is in this district. You know, that, you know, and I just, like I said, I just got done talking to Coach Cabs, and I told him, I look at this district and I don't know if I can just for sure say that there's a favorite to win this district, because you guys are really talented. Stone's really good. White County obviously has Grant Slatton, and they're really good. And Cookeville, despite the fact that they, you know, give significant minutes to four freshmen, they're getting better just every game. They're finding ways to get better. How important is it in this district that you play your best every night, you don't have a slip up? Because, you know, one or two games that you don't play well in this district, you could end up having to play a play-in game in the district tournament.
Well, you hit it on the head right there. One thing about this district that I think a lot of people kind of take for granted is we've got some really good basketball coaches in this district. Coach Capps and Coach Mitchell and Coach Hurd. Those are three guys that can flat out coach a game of basketball. And in Ray County right now with Coach Walker, a new guy that's kind of walked in, I noticed his team played with a lot of intensity last night. The other thing you talked about right there, you better bring it, because you're only going to get eight chances. We don't get 12 to 14 district games. So when there's only eight of them, if you have a couple slips or if you have a bad night, you lose a basketball game you're not supposed to lose, that can be something that's really, really hard to overcome. Hey, it's a competitive district from top to bottom. A lot of these kids, I mean, if you look, a lot of these teams besides Cookeville have a lot of experience that is coming back on the floor. And it was super competitive last year and the year before. So we know everybody so well. We walk in the gym and teams know us better than our own coaching staff at times. So, it's just, you just cannot have bad nights in this district. Because if you have a bad night and you lose a basketball game, it can put you behind the eight ball. And when you've only got eight of them, you don't. There's not a lot of room for slip ups.
You guys have got obviously a big district matchup coming on Friday when you come to Cookeville and you take on again Coach Hurd and his young team. What do you know about these guys that you're going to have to prepare for?
Well, flat out, first of all, they play hard. Second of all, you can say that they're freshmen all day long, but these kids have played a really tough schedule, and this is high school basketball now, and they're familiar with it. They've been in these situations. It's not going to be anything new for them. And also, it's at Cookeville, and Cookeville's a really hard place to play for a lot of teams. The gym dynamic is a lot different than a lot of other gyms we walk into. I know we've talked to opposing coaches about that before. Coach Mitchell and I talk about that, you know, probably on a yearly basis. Warren County's not had a lot of success at Cookeville in a long time. Those are the first things that we've got to get through to our kids, that these are not just a bunch of freshmen or these are not a bunch of young kids that we don't know a whole lot about. These kids have played a lot of basketball together. They're a pretty talented group. They can score the basketball, and they're going to get after you. This team is – Cookeville's going to be a tough out this year and for years to come. And gratefully, I'm glad they're not in our district years to come, because I don't know if I want to have to tackle that night in and night out, knowing that how much experience these kids are gaining this year.